The first reading for our Mass really kind of sets the theme, especially for both that first reading and the Gospel reading. A little background on that first reading. It takes place at a very difficult time in the history of the Israelite people. Jerusalem was surrounded by an army from Babylon, now Baghdad. They were being threatened that the city would be overrun. And Jeremiah is trying to say to the people, because you have not obeyed the law of God, because you have not been faithful to the covenant established with Moses on Mount Sinai, you are facing disaster. And in the little passage we had today, he's really reproaching the kings, not just the current king that was in power then, but a long line of kings that had not been faithful to the covenant. And he is saying to them, you failed to shepherd your people. You failed to carry out your mission. And because of that, disaster is going to be visited upon you. And it's what happened. Jerusalem was overrun. It was destroyed. The temple was destroyed. And the people, the leading people, were taken off to Babylon, where they lived for two generations. But if you'll notice also in that reading, there is a promise. A promise that God himself would shepherd his people. And then later it says he was going to raise up an offshoot to the house or the family of David. And that offshoot, that new king, would shepherd with faithfulness. Now, if you go to the Gospel reading today, we have Jesus, by implication, taking that role as shepherd. It says he got out of the boat, he disembarked, and he saw the vast crowd. And he thought, they are like sheep without a shepherd. But then he begins to shepherd them. It says he taught them many things. Now, if you go to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, Jesus says, he is more explicit there. He takes on that role as shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. In that same chapter, a little later, he said, my sheep know me, and they follow me. There's another story in the Gospels that also identifies Jesus as shepherd. It's not quite as explicit. But remember the story where the fellow had the 100 sheep and one of them went astray? And he leaves the 99 and goes and looks after the one. And when he finds that one, it says he put that sheep on his shoulder and he carried it back to the flock. Well, isn't that what Jesus has done for us? We had gone astray. And the Son of God takes on our humanity and he brings us back. That is the role that Jesus wanted to use to identify himself. That he is the good shepherd. He is the shepherd that cares for his flock and wants to lead them to eternal life. That is one of the deepest beliefs of our church, that Jesus came to save us. He came to be our shepherd, to guide us, lead us, to carry us back to the kingdom of his Father. You know, we don't need to look far to see the need for a shepherd in our world today. Just think about how easily in the world today people begin to follow some guru. Or some celebrity comes up with a new fad. And the thousands of people that suddenly are following. speaks clearly. The people are looking for someone to lead and guide them, to give purpose and meaning to their lives. Other signs of that are, just think about the number of suicides that are going on in our society today. It speaks to the fact that people are lost. They don't know what the purpose or the meaning of their lives is. Think about the number that are using drugs. Again, searching for something they haven't been able to find. Think about the marital instability that's going on in our culture. Again, it's a sign of people looking for something that they're not finding in their marital relationships. It all speaks to us of the need for a shepherd, someone to lead and guide. And for each of us, Jesus is called to be our shepherd. He is the one who is to lead and guide us, to take us to the kingdom of his Father. But for that to happen, you and I must listen. We must listen to his teachings and embrace those teachings in our lives. One of the most basic teachings we must embrace is that we are loved. That we are loved by a God in a way that is unimaginable. For most of us, it's almost unbelievable. Because we say to ourselves, how can a God love somebody like me? Somebody who's done what I've done. And yet, that's one of the fundamental teachings of Jesus. That God loves us in spite of everything. Once we can begin to get that into our minds and our hearts, that we are loved in an unbelievable way, then we can begin to trust. We can trust that if we follow the Lord's teachings, they will lead us to happiness. They will give meaning and purpose to our lives. Once we can begin to trust, then another very important thing can happen. And that is, we will begin to realize that the love we have received through Jesus our Savior must be a love that we share with others. And we will begin to love and to serve one another. And that is where we really find the fulfillment, the purpose of our lives. When we begin to serve, when we begin to give of ourselves, I think we all know that the quickest way to misery is to focus in ourselves. If we continue to focus on what I need, what I want, what makes me happy, we will find only misery. But if we learn to give, we learn to serve, then we can find the purpose of our existence, the meaning of our existence. And that is what we're called to. You know, as a church, we want to proclaim to the world today that Jesus truly is the shepherd that can lead us to the fullness of life. And he's not just a shepherd for all of us. He's a shepherd for each and every one of us. Because he invites each and every one of us to come to know him. Each and every one of us to open our hearts to him. You know, John's Gospel says, the Father and I will come to you and we will make our dwelling place within you. That's what he wants to do. If we can just open up to him. Allow him to enter in. We have to acknowledge to ourselves that we can't give meaning to our existence. That only comes from above. And once we can know that and begin to listen to the voice of the shepherd, we can find the meaning, the purpose for which we seek. We're going to continue now with the Eucharist. But I'd like to suggest we continue with two things in mind. First of all, we are here remembering what Jesus did on the cross. Not only to remember, but to make it present. That's the mystery of the Mass. But we come here then to unite our offering of ourself to the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're saying in a sense, Father, receive what your Son has done for us. Accept us in union with him, and we give him our lives. And then the second reason we're here is that we want to be nourished by the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive his body, we drink his blood, so that his very life can enter into us and transform us and make us into his image. That's what our Christian lives are about. Be transformed, to be remade into the image of Christ Jesus.